super batteries. What do you get when you cross a hare with a tortoise? Mixing supercapacitors and batteries may give electric cars what they need to overcome customer resistance.
When it comes to putting on pace, some electric vehicles rely not only on a battery to deliver the necessary wattage, but also on a second source of power called a supercapacitor. The battery serves as a marathon runner, providing a steady discharge over a long distance. The supercapacitor is a sprinter, unleashing a large amount of energy rapidly. Speedy discharge is not the only advantage supercapacitors bring. They can be recharged more quickly too. That makes them particularly useful in regenerative braking systems, since they're able to absorb more of the electricity that is produced as a vehicle slows down. They can, though, store only a fraction of the amount of energy which a battery stuffs away. They therefore soon run out of puff. Because of this, engineers have been trying for a while to hybridize the best bits of a supercapacitor with the most useful features of a battery to make a storage device with both speed and endurance. They're now having some success. Indeed, Nawa Technologies near Aix-en-Provence, France, claims its supercapacitor-like battery could more than double the range of an electric car, allowing it to be driven for 1,000 kilometres on a single charge. This new device could also, Nawa says, be recharged to 80% of its capacity in as little as 5 minutes. Capacitors and batteries work in different ways, so combining them is tricky. A capacitor stores energy physically in the form of static electricity. This is easily and rapidly discharged, so capacitors have good power density, the rate at which they transfer energy per unit of weight. A decent modern supercapacitor has a power density of several kilowatts per kilogram. Batteries store their energy chemically in the form of reactive substances in their two electrodes. These electrodes are held physically apart, but are connected by a material called an electrolyte, through which charged atoms, known as ions, can pass from one to the other in order to permit a reaction to proceed. That, though, happens only when the ion flow is balanced by a flow of electrons through an external circuit between the electrodes. This electron flow is the electric current, which is the reason for the battery's existence. Controlled in this way, chemical reactions take time, so batteries have low power density. A lithium-ion battery of the sort used in electric cars might thus muster only a tenth of a kilowatt per kilogram. But chemicals can hold a lot of energy, so batteries have high energy density, the amount of energy they can contain, again per unit weight. A lithium-ion battery can store 200 to 300 watt-hours per kilogram. Supercapacitors generally manage less than 10 watt-hours per kilogram.